You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Proud Nikki Jabala, also The Athletic, who covers the Washington Foosball, gentlemen. Nikki, what's on the line this weekend? I mean, it's kind of nebulous, it's open-ended, but Philadelphia's got maybe something to play for if they want the two seed or not. They probably could use playing some good football. Kind of what's on the line from Washington's side?
Yeah, proving that they can play decently, play competitively for guys that are sort of on the bubble or, you know, really trying to prove themselves for next year. This is one of the last tryouts, so to speak. It's honestly a little like preseason.
As far as the quarterback goes, is it Mariota? Do we know yet?
I would kind of be surprised if it's Mariota. You know, he did have 7 stitches in his right hand, his throwing hand. I would expect to see Josh Johnson out there, but we'll see how the week goes.
My frustration, and these are small little things, and a bunch of them add up, and then you get a 4-12 season on the borderline of 4-13, Nikki. But I really liked Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Bill.
There we go. I talk for a living.
Bill is so much easier.
It is. Thank you for saying that. Bill with the football in his hands. You could see that explosion. He was bottled up most of the day, but then a 75-yarder kind of changes it. They don't seem interested or able to get him the ball in the passing game in space. It's just not part of their offense, and I wish it was. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think it is part of their offense. I just don't know if they have the right personnel to do it. I mean, I've been wondering the same thing. Why can't you get him on space more? Why can't you, you know, get more Debo out there? But I think that's what they ultimately would like to do. We'll see if they get him more involved this week, but yeah, I'm with you on that. I wish we had seen more of that. I wish we could see more of that.
Nikki, do you know how many pounds Danny gained over Christmas week?
Oh, why?
Just
you're
felt like
supposed
she needed
to gain weight on Christmas.
Do you know how many pounds though specifically?
I don't. Is it like double digits?
Nikki, it's not good. Over 9 days, he's indulging in this a little too much. He's having a little too much.
I feel like you should disclose this.
Well, it's fair. Well, Nikki, I think she's going to think a little less of me, but
I doubt it.
There's more of me to think about. Nikki, I gained 16.5 pounds in 9 days.
That's fantastic. I would love to do that. Actually, I kind of do that. I do that every season, and then I got to lose it in the off season so I can regain it during the season.
There you go.
I must be in season year round. I can't stop.
Elite.
Food is
gastro
so
athlete.
Good,
Danny
and it's undefeated.
Rouillet.
Every single time.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Good for you. Happy for you. You
like
and
that.
Food are one.
I love that. That's
certainly. They're all the portions were mine. One more couple sets of roster questions here. For Ben Sinnott, I always ask because I care so much about it. I know most people think kind of the ship has sailed, et cetera. Just his future, his role. What can we see maybe these last couple
Sinnott of
weeks? You want
targets.
I want a handful of targets. I would just like to see. I think they've kind of made their decision, it seems like, and we might have to go a different direction there. But I'm still curious because I don't have the data that maybe they already do because they see him every day in practice, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've kind of all been wondering, too. Sorry, I've been sick all week, so I have a cough constantly.
Oh, good.
That's all right. mercy.
But, you know, they keep saying we want to get him the ball more, and for the longest time it was because Zach Gertz was out there, and he's getting the lion's share of, you know, the targets as a tight end. But we've still only seen, like, maybe one or two catches from him, that 52-yarder, I think it was. But that's been about it. So, you know, I'm kind of with you. I feel like that says more than what they're actually saying.
Nikki, you're the best. Really appreciate it. Feel better. Have a great new year.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. There she goes. That is Nikki Jabala. And that, folks, is how we do the Beltway Blitz.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.